USA News, I'm John Schaefer. A court is rejecting a claim made by former President Trump. USA's Corey Myers has the details.
According to a federal appeals court decision made today, former President Donald Trump is not immune from prosecution for alleged crimes he committed during his presidency to reverse the 2020 election results. The three-judge panel voted unanimously, saying, quote, "For the purpose of this criminal case, former President Trump has become Citizen Trump with all of the defenses of any other criminal defendant," unquote. Trump's team could appeal the ruling directly to the Supreme Court.
Jennifer Crumley has been convicted on all charges in her landmark involuntary manslaughter trial in Michigan. She's the mother of Ethan Crumley, who fatally shot four classmates and wounded seven others at Oxford High School in November 2021. Both Jennifer and her husband James faced four counts of involuntary manslaughter, with prosecutors alleging they overlooked signs of their son's mental health challenges. President Biden attributes the near collapse of the bipartisan Senate border deal to Donald Trump.
Donald Trump thinks it's bad for him politically. Therefore, he doesn't, even though it helps the country, he's not for it.
Speaking from the White House, Biden accused Trump of prioritizing the politicization of immigration. Tucker Carlson, the former Fox News host, has revealed he will soon release an interview with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The announcement follows Carlson being cited numerous times in Moscow over the weekend. Carlson asserted that he feels obligated to convey the truth about the ongoing conflict between Russia and Ukraine. Southern California continues to experience rainfall, with Los Angeles County having received nearly a foot of rain since Sunday. While the most severe part of the storm has passed, the risk of additional floods and mudslides remain. The storm has now moved into western Arizona, southern Nevada, and southwestern Utah. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. But with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins, are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
A coalition of Republicans is endorsing a proposal asserting that Donald Trump did not partake in an insurrection.
The biggest danger is the weaponization of government that's taken place in an effort to prevent President Trump from ever being president again.
Texas Congressman Ronnie Jackson accused Democrats of propagating the misleading narrative. The resolution aims to thwart endeavors to disqualify Trump from the presidential ballot. An electrical issue with the tailgate release switch on some General Motors pickups is forcing a recall by the automaker. USA's Tim Berg has the details.
Approximately 323,000 heavy-duty Chevrolet Silverado and GMC pickups built between 2020 and this year have a possible defect. The switch can reportedly short out due to weather getting into connection, and the tailgate could open when the vehicle is put in park. GM has reportedly received 136 complaints and three issues involving minor property damage. Owners will begin to get recall notices on March 18th.
Taylor Swift's legal representatives have issued a warning of potential legal action against a college student from Florida for his monitoring of celebrities' private jet movements. Jack Sweeney disclosed to CNN that he received a cease and desist notice from Taylor Swift regarding the social media account he manages, which monitors her private flights. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.